Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Josie.
And I'm Mark. In these weekly episodes, we are going to help you improve your English.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you're watching the video, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. So, Mark, what's our topic for today?
Today, we are talking about the difference between the present simple and the present continuous.
Sounds good. Let's get started.
So, Josie, when do we use the present simple tense? What is the present simple?
So if we take the example verb work, the present simple is just I work, you work, he, she works, etc.
Okay. So I work for Coffee Break Languages.
That's right. Exactly. So we use the present simple when we talk about habits or routines or things that are always true in our lives.
Okay, so for example, your career, your job. We've talked about work, so I work, I could say, as a teacher.
That's right. Or I work, or he works, as a doctor.
Okay, she works as a bus driver.
Good. Or they work from home.
Okay. So I work, he works, she works, and so on. This is the present simple tense.
That's right.
What about the present continuous?
The present continuous is the form, again, if we take work, it would be I am working.
Right. So I am working, you are working, Josie is working, and so on.
That's right. So we take the form of be. So that's going to be am, is, or are.
Okay.
Plus the verb, in this case, work, plus ing.
Ing at the end. So I am working, you are working. But what's the difference in the situation here? How is this different from I work?
Yeah. So we use the present continuous, I am working, to talk about temporary actions or actions that are happening as we are speaking at this moment.
Okay. So for example, if I called you on the phone, but you were busy, you could say,
I can't talk right now because I'm working.
So I'm working right now at the moment. I am working. Okay. What about another example?
Yeah, for example, I could say she usually works in the office. So this is present simple. This is her habit. She usually works in the office, but she's working at home this week.
Okay, so there we have a specific example. This week, she is working or she's working from home.
That's right. And it tells us that this is only temporary. Probably next week, she'll go back to the office.
Okay. So the present simple is used when we are talking about habits, routines, and facts. But the present continuous is used when we're talking about actions that are happening right now.
Exactly. Why don't we take a couple more example verbs just to really get this?
So what about drink? Right now, I am drinking my coffee.
Exactly. We can see you right now in this moment drinking your coffee.
Okay. And if you're watching the video version of this, you'll see that I'm drinking my coffee out of a lovely Coffee Break English mug. You can get your own mug at coffeebreakgiftshop.com. But I am drinking at the moment out of my Coffee Break English mug. That's present continuous.
That's right. And I could ask you, Mark, do you drink coffee every day?
I do drink coffee every day. I drink coffee every day, present, simple. They are a regular habit.
Exactly. Yes.
What about another verb? Give us another example verb.
We could say, right now we are speaking English.
We are speaking English at the moment. You can hear me speaking English. Josie is speaking English.
Yes.
But Josie, do you speak French?
Yes, I speak French.
So there we have a present simple telling us about a fact, a routine, a habit in a sense, but it's a fact that Josie speaks French.
That's right. It's something which is always true, but I'm not speaking French right now. I'm speaking English.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so that speak, we've had drink, we've had work. Let's have another example.
What about go?
Right. So let's think about an example for go. And this would use a present simple. So I wonder if you can come up with an example for go. Have a think about it. Can you think of something, Josie?
I think I can. I could ask you, Mark, how often do you go to the cinema?
I go to the cinema maybe once a month.
Yes. So you're telling us how often you go to the cinema. You're talking about your cinema going habits.
Okay. So let's stick with go and see if we can come up with an example using the present continuous this time. So have a think about that. Pause the podcast if you want. Josie, can you come up with an example for going?
Yes, I could say, I think this podcast is going very well.
I do too, and we hope you think it's going well too. So we use the present simple for habits, routines, and facts, and we use the present continuous for ongoing actions, actions that are happening as we speak, or temporary things.
That's right.
And can we use both the present simple and the present continuous for all verbs?
Well, unfortunately not. There are some exceptions. Mm-hmm. For example, Mark, where are you from?
I am from Scotland.
Okay. You are from Scotland. Present simple, because this doesn't change. This is a fact. Mm-hmm. And are you happy right now?
I am very happy right now.
Good. But you didn't say, I am being happy, did you?
That would sound strange.
Yeah, it sounds strange. But you are talking about right now, the present moment. Mm-hmm. The reason we don't use the present continuous is because the verb be is a state verb.
Okay, so I can't say I am being happy.
Exactly, that's right.
That sounds odd. What about other verbs that work like this then?
For example, know. Mm-hmm. I could say we know each other.
Yeah.
And that's always true, present simple. Mm-hmm.
But Josie, if I am asking you a question, could you say, I am knowing the answer?
No, I can't, because know again is a state verb. So I am knowing the answer. It doesn't work.
Okay. So there are some of these state verbs that we need to remember that don't work with the present continuous. To be, to know, anything else?
There are lots of other state verbs, of course, but a good general rule to remember is that state verbs describe internal things, things that we can't see. Mm-hmm. For example, senses or emotions or possession.
Okay, so for example, I can't say I am having a dog.
Exactly. A dog is something that you own or possess. So we say, I have a dog.
Okay. So today we've been looking at the present continuous and the present simple. Is there anything else we need to know?
I think we've covered all of the general rules, but it's worth doing some more research about state verbs because there are quite a few.
Excellent. We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson from the Coffee Break English show.
If you'd like to see these examples and information about the present simple and present continuous written down, you can look at our blog post about this lesson. The link is in the description.
And if you'd like even more help with your English, then you can access our regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/English.
We'll be back next week. And until then, look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.